God for him stopping by and joining in with us, amen, and being here on this afternoon. Genesis chapter 32, let's look at verses 24 through 30, and let's see what the Lord has to say. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thou shalt be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Yeah. I want to look again at verse 26 and lay my hat there for just a few moments. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk for just a few moments this evening. I'm staging a protest. Would you do me a favor? Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm staging a protest. Listen, before I get to the word, bring me my phone real quick. Before I get to the word, my father sent a message that he wanted me to deliver. Amen. And I don't want to forget to deliver what my father, my leadership, amen, has asked me to say. Amen. Let me pull it up. We're going to get right to the word of the Lord. He said, congratulations to Hope Fest on your second annual gathering, to those who were ordained, and thanks for the opportunity to invest in the teaching of your ministerial staff. Will not be present this afternoon, but our prayers are with you all. Congratulations to Bishop Devonette Marshall and his lovely wife. Again, congratulations, Chief and Elect Lady Jones. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm staging a protest. The word stage is a point, period, or step in a process or development. To protest is a statement or action expressing disapproval of or objection to something. The name Jacob, my brothers and sisters, is derived from the Hebrew verbiage, which means to follow. Jacob was born grabbing onto the heel of his brother Esau's heel. Hence, Jacob's name means in Hebrew, one who follows on another's heel. Jacob's intention to undermine his brother of both his birthright and father's blessing also earned him the name of supplanter. From the time of his birth until he finds himself in a wrestling encounter with God, Jacob has been associated with trickery and deception. Jacob was most noted for his trickery committed against his twin brother Esau. Jacob offered his famous brother a bowl of soup in exchange for his birthright as the firstborn, which was a double portion of his father Isaac's inheritance. Jacob lived his life being a con man and a trickster. Jacob here, once Esau realizes what Jacob has done to him, let me cut across the corner. Once he realizes what he's done to him, Esau pledges the rest of his life that I'm not going to quit until I kill my brother. That whatever I have to do, however I have to do it, I'm going to get my revenge on Jacob. Yes, Jacob spends his life on the run, and while he's on the run, he still hadn't learned one lesson. He continues to trick after trick after trick, game after game after game, until he has become now a public nuisance and a public enemy. Nobody wants to be bothered with Jacob, because to be associated with Jacob is to be associated with a trickster, with a con man, with somebody that's no good. Oh, wait a minute, because Jacob is not the only one. There's some of you in here that have the same testimony that Jacob had. You were once a trickster. You were once no good. You were once messed up, and nobody wanted to be bothered with you. Nobody wanted to be connected with you. But the good news of the testimony for you this evening is, but for the grace of God, Jacob gets the word that Esau wants to kill him. He goes on the run. He's running, trying to get away from Esau. He's so afraid of him that he does not sleep. Because he felt if he fell asleep, Esau was going to creep up on him and take him out. The Bible tells us at the time of the text that Jacob finally stops. And he's left alone. Left alone, he falls asleep. And he ends up in a wrestling match. Wrestle so much until God says to him, let me go. Jacob says to him, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. In other words, I'm staging a protest. That the problem is not with other folks. That the problem, God help me in here, but the problem I'm dealing with is within myself. And I got to hang on to you until you deliver me from me. I got to go. He says, I'm staging a protest. Number one, because I'm weary from running. He says, I run till I've ran out. I've run till I can't run no more. He said, I've run till I've run out of room to run. He says, Lord, I'm tired of running. And I just need to know, is there anybody in this place that has said to God, I'm tired of running. I'm tired, God help me. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of living like I'm living. I've grown weary in my mess. Says, I'm tired. You ought to get to a place in your sin where you just get tired. Oh God, I wish I had real time to work with this. You ought to get to a place where your own mess starts to get on your nerves, where your own sin starts to get to you, and you say to God, I'm tired.
Yes, sir.
You can't get help until you get tired of yourself.
Of your own self. Yes, sir.
No matter how many sermons you hear, no matter how much Bible you read, until you get tired of you.
Yes, sir.
He didn't get tired till he was alone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That he gets desperate.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he has nobody else to talk to. God will bring you to a place. That the only way I can help you is to put you in a lonely place.
He got the isolation.
I want you to know you preaching.
The God. The God.
Yes, sir.
Does his best work.
When you're alone.
When you're in isolation.
Oh, man.
He says, I'm tired of running. It serves two foes. It serves two foes. He's tired of running from himself. The second thing, he's lonely and he's tired because he's tired of running with the folks he's been running with.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I love
you.
Jesus.
Some of us can't be helped.
No.
Because our concentric circles,
Circles
are just as jacked up as we are.
Shout! Deal with the connection.
You can't come out because everybody you're fooling with is in.
Yes, sir.
You got to get to a place where you get tired of running with some folks. You get tired of covering their mess and your mess. You get tired of sneaking in and out. You get tired of wondering who saw you, who didn't see you. You got to be tired of running with wishy-washy.
Yes, sir.
Bishop Jones.
Marshall, if you're going to help people, you got to pull them out, not swing them with them.
He says,
I'm tired of running. Watch this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He gets in a wrestling match.
Oh, thank you.
He gets in a wrestling match.
Uh-huh.
He encounters a God
mm-hmm.
that we didn't learn about in Sunday school.
Right.
Jacob uh-huh. does not pick a fight with God.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Jacob goes to sleep.
Yeah.
God picks a fight with Jacob. What do you do when God picks a fight with you? How do you handle a God that decides, I want to fight with you? Because the real person you've been running from is me. And Jacob, I've gotten tired of you. Somebody needs to understand. I got to move quickly. Somebody needs to understand that God will get to a point that he gets tired of you.
Yes, it does.
And my daddy loves to say, you ain't been fired until God has had to fire you. Jacob says, God picks a fight with Jacob
mm-hmm.
and then realizes that Jacob is stronger than he expected him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wrestling and Jacob won't let go. He's fighting and Jacob is hanging in there because Jacob realized that he wasn't fighting with a regular man.
Help us get it.
Jacob realized that I finally got to the encounter that I wanted to have. And the Bible says that when God realized that he could not prevail against Jacob, he broke his thigh.
Come on.
The second reason Jacob is staging a protest, he says, is because I need to be broken. That you can't do ministry until you've been broken. And there's some of y'all that want the title, but you don't want the brokenness. That you don't want the pain, the suffering, the work, the heartaches, the trial, the tribulation that God has to put you through. You want title and prestige and honor, but you don't want to be broke. And some of you are too high. Some of you, God help me in here, you got too much ego. You got too much arrogance. You think you owe that because you can quote one scripture and run one course.
break you.
Break you.
Shake a bishop.
Help us.
You doing your good for
Shake
a
bishop.
Jacob. Come on.
Jacob says.
Jesus.
Watch this.
Oh God.
Jacob comes to the knowledge that he needed to be broken by himself. Nobody had to lay hands on him.
No, nobody. Sir. Nobody.
Come on. They didn't have to form any circles around him.
Yes, sir.
Jacob knew.
He knew
that he had some stuff in him.
Oh, yeah.
That God needed to break him from.
Oh, yes.
Come here.
Yes.
Come here. You don't always need the preacher to call out your mess. Because you already know. You got some stuff in you. And God knew that he was going to use Jacob to change the world, but he had to break him first. And you're wondering why God got you going through what you're going through and why he's put you in some situations that he's put you in. God, you made me a promise, but he said, I got to break you first.
Come on here.
That you got too much on you.
Yes.
That needs to come.
Yeah.
Off
yeah.
of you.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Well, you talking good, sir.
Folk can't touch you.
Wow.
Cause you're so heavy.
Wow. Come on here.
Wow. You become so green.
Wow.
Because somebody made you an apostle. You become so dignified and glorious in your own self. And God said that if I'm going to use you, I got to break you. Broken folk are God's best folk. This is why the scripture teaches us that we ought to take glory in our infirmities. That we ought to thank him when we go through. Because when we go through, Paul said he counted me worthy to go through. He counted me worthy to be broken. Why? Because he knew he had an assignment for your life.
Help us, man.
You'll never reach a purpose,
Jesus,
until you've been
broken. Yes, sir.
I got to go. The text says
that
he's staging a protest because he's weary from running. He needs to be broken. Then Jacob, after the Lord breaks the hollow of his back, they start to have a conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God looks at Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your name? Jacob said, my name is Jacob.
Yes, sir.
He said, no, you're no longer Jacob.
Change your name. I'm going to change your name.
I'm going to call you Israel.
Yes,
let me put a push pin there. I'll be back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jacob looks at him and said, tell me.
Yes, sir.
Who you are. He says, I need to know who you are. He says, I'm staging a protest. Number three, y'all ready? Because I need to hear from you. He says, I've reached a point in my life that the only voice I need to hear is your voice. Say, Lord, I need to hear directly from you. Hear me, people of God, and I'm out of here. Hear me. There comes a point in your life, in your ministry, in your walk, that you need to shut out everybody else's voice and listen for the voice of the Lord. Because, Bishop,
yes, sir.
There'll be some voices that God didn't mean for you to hear.
Yes, sir.
There'll be some voices that God didn't want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
The enemy will infiltrate your ear gate. And you got to know when God is speaking
And when the enemy is speaking, Jacob said, I only need to hear from you. He looks at Jacob. Back it up. He says, your name shall be called Israel. Said, you're no longer be called a trickster. You'll no longer be called a con man. Said, the people that used to know you.
Watch it, Bishop. Watch it.
Said, you got the same features.
Yeah.
You better help somebody.
But you got a new name. You still staying in the same hood. But you got a new name. Still look like you used to look. But you got a new name. He says, Jacob, I'm changing your name from trickster to father. Can I help somebody? God won't change your location, but he'll change your identity. I wish I had some help in here. Would you look at your neighbor and tell him he changed my identity? He changed my identity. Say, you may know what you used to know about me. Say, but I got a new name. My new name erases my past. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, oh, do I have any new folks in here that can testify I'm not who I used to be? I don't go where I used to go. I don't hang with who I used to hang with. I got a new name. I got to go here. He gives him a new name. But as you study scripture, every now and then, to get Israel's attention, he had to call him Jacob. Because although he changed his name, Jacob still showed up sometimes. I wish I had some help in here. And I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've had it together, every now and then, your Jacob will. Would you look at your neighbor and tell him, I still got some Jacob in me. I still, it catch me on the right day, the right time. I still got some Jacob. If they call me Israel, but I still got Jacob in me. That's what the world needs to know. Don't take the saints for weak. Don't say because I'm saved you can push me over. Don't say because I wear a collar and call myself a bishop that you can talk to me in it when you want to talk to me. Because you'll catch me on the right day. And baby, Jacob will show up and God will have to get my attention and say, Jacob, simmer down. Anybody in here, God ever had to sit your Jacob down so that he could get your attention and bring Israel back out of you? I got to go. I got to go.
This week's show.
He says. He says, I had.
Watch it.
To stage this protest.
Say it, Bishop.
Said, because I got tired of running. He said, I need it to stage this protest. Because
I need it to be broken. I need it to stage this protest. Because I needed to hear from you. I needed to stage this protest. Because I needed to change. Have I got to help him? The Bible says, I wish I had a voice. The Bible says that the Lord, he left Jacob. And Jacob named the place Peniel. Because I've seen the face of the Lord. Have I got to help him? Good evening, y'all. May the Lord bless you real good. He left a record. The Lord have preserved my life. Do I have anybody that can testify? The Lord preserve your life. Find your neighbor. Find your neighbor. Don't be too cute. Don't be too grand. But look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, the Lord spared my life. The Lord helped me together to bring me to this place. I'm in Marshall. God bless you, son. But the Lord told me to tell you, he spared your life to bring you here. He's spared your life to get you to this place. You ain't always doing the right thing. You ain't always saying the right stuff. But the Lord spared your life. Why did he do it? He's got purpose all over you. Would you look at your neighbor? I wish I had a voice. Would you look at your neighbor? Tell your neighbor. I got purpose. I got purpose. I got purpose. God told me to walk in my purpose. Talk in my purpose. Live in my purpose. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Say yes. I got a testimony. What's your testimony? We all got the same one. We got the same testimony. What's that testimony? God did. What did he do? He saved me. He healed me. He delivered me. He made a way. Until you get everything.
the Lord can let you go if you let. Lord have mercy, if you let. Would you do me another favor? Just wrap your arms around yourself. Tell the Lord, thank you, Lord, for holding on to me. Thank you, Lord, for not letting go. Thank you, Lord, for moving on my behalf. Thank you, Lord, for seeing about me when I couldn't see about myself. Thank you, Lord. I thought I was in a real church. I need some folk that would tell God thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you. What you thanking him for? He's been good. He's been good.
Gatorade out the refrigerator.
Well, come on, put those hands.